The next word is name. English. What is your name? Punjabi. Tusida naam kya hai? Breakdown. Tusi is the polite form of you. It is used when addressing someone older than you, or someone you want to show respect to. Na is a possessive particle, meaning of or belonging to. Naam means name. Kya means what. Hi is the question marker, similar to is or are in English. This sentence is a simple question asking for the listener's name in a polite manner. The next word is this. English. This is a book. Punjabi. A kitab hai. Breakdown. A. This demonstrative pronoun. This is the most common way to say this in Punjabi. It is used for things that are near the speaker. Kitab. Book. This is the noun in the sentence. You can use it in many ways. Hi is present tense of the verb, to be. This is the verb in the sentence. This sentence is a simple declarative sentence using the standard subject-verb-object structure. Note that the word order can be different in Punjabi than in English, but this is a typical sentence structure. This is a key sentence to learn as it is used all the time. Memorize it. English. This is a book. Punjabi. A kitab hai. The next word is month. English. This month is very busy for me. Punjabi. Malayalam e mahina mere liye utru jaan wala hai. Breakdown. Malayalam e. This demonstrative pronoun. Mahina. Month, noun. Mere. My possessive pronoun. Lai. For preposition. Barefoot. Very adverb. Rujan wala. Busy adjective. Hair. Is verb. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns. Malayalam e. Is a demonstrative pronoun that refers to the month being discussed. Possessive pronouns. Mere indicates that the month is busy for me. Adjectives. Rujan wala modifies the noun, month. Prepositions. Lai shows the relationship between the month and the speaker. Translation. This month is very busy for me. The next word is large. English. The house is large. Punjabi. Karvada hai. Breakdown. Kar. Da. This means house. It is the subject of the sentence. Vada. Vada. This means large, and it is the adjective describing the house. Hai. Hai. This is the verb, to be, in the present tense, and is used to link the subject and the adjective. Key concept. The Punjabi language uses postpositions, words that follow the noun, to indicate the relationship between words. Here, vada comes after kar to show that the house is large. English. The house is large. Punjabi. Kar vada hai. The next word is business. English. He is in the business of selling clothes. Punjabi. Uska pare vechan de karobar vich hai. Breakdown. He. Kapare. Kapare. Clothes. Vechan. Vechan. Selling. Bay of Karabar. Karabar. Business. Which in high is key concepts. The structure of this sentence is subject verb object. Which is a preposition that indicates location. The is a postposition that indicates possession or belonging. Karobar is a noun that refers to a business. Vetun is a verb in the present participle form. English, he is in the business of selling clothes. Punjabi. Ukapare vetun de karobar vich hai. The next word is without. English, he went to the market without buying anything. Punjabi. Uf bazaar gya si par kuj nahi khareediya. Breakdown. Uf. He/she/it, masculine singular pronoun. Bazaar. Market. Gya. Went, masculine singular past tense of. Jana. To go. See. Was. Past tense of Hona. To be. Per. But. Kuj. Anything/something. Nahi. Not. Readia. Bought, masculine singular past tense of Readana. To buy. Key concept. The Punjabi sentence uses a conjunction. Per. But. To express that the action of going to the market happened without the action of buying anything. English translation. He went to the market without buying anything. The next word is information. English. The professor gave us a lot of information about Punjabi literature. Punjabi. Professor Niyasnu Punjabi Sahitya Dabenu Bahut Sara Jankari Dita. Breakdown. Professor. Colon, this is the word for professor in Punjabi. Ni. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for has or have and is used with the subject, professor. Asnu. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for us and is used as the indirect object of the verb dita, gave. Punjabi. Colon, this is the word for Punjabi in Punjabi. Sahitya. Colon, this is the word for literature in Punjabi. The. Colon, this word functions as a postposition and means of or about. Bear. Colon, this is the word for about or regarding. New. Colon, this word functions as a postposition and means to. Bahut. Colon, this is the word for a lot or much. Sara. Colon, this is a word for all or much and is used with bahut for emphasis. Jankari. Colon, this is the word for information. Dita. Colon, this is the past tense of the verb, then, to give. Key concepts. The sentence is in the past tense, using the verb, dita. The postposition, nu, to, is used with, jankari, information, to indicate that the information was given to, us, asnu. The sentence uses the postposition, the, of, with, sahitya. Literature, to indicate that the information is about Punjabi literature. This example demonstrates a common way to express about in Punjabi, using the phrase bainu, about. English. The professor gave us a lot of information about Punjabi literature. Punjabi. Professor Niyasu Punjabi Sahitya Dabanu Bahat Sara Jankari Dita. The next word is open. English. The door is open. Punjabi. Darwaza khula hai. Breakdown. Darwaza. Darwaza. This is the word for door. It is a masculine noun. Khula. Color. This is the word for open. It is an adjective, and it modifies the noun. Darwaza. Hi. This is the present tense of the verb, to be. It is conjugated in the third person singular. Key concepts. The Punjabi word order is subject-object-verb, SOV. The adjective usually comes before the noun it modifies. The verb, to be, in Punjabi is hi. And has many different conjugations depending on person, tense, and number. English. The door is open. Punjabi. Darwaza khula hai. The next word is order. English. We ordered food at the restaurant. Punjabi. Asi resto at vich khaya. Mangavaya. Breakdown. Mangavaya is the past tense of the verb mangauna, which means to order, in this case, to order food. Mangavauna is a causative verb, meaning that it indicates that someone else is doing the action, the restaurant is making the food. Vich means in or at, and is used to indicate location. Khana means food. Asi means we. Restaurant means restaurant. The sentence follows the standard subject-verb-object structure in Punjabi. English. We ordered food at the restaurant. Punjabi. Asi restaurant vich khana. Mangavaya. The next word is government. English. The government is responsible for the welfare of its people. Punjabi. Sarkar apne loka di palai lai zimmevar hai. Breakdown. Sarkar. Government. Apne. Its. Loka. People. Di. Of. Palai. Welfare. Lai. For. Siharin mevar. Responsible. Hair. Is. Key concepts. The. The is the possessive particle, used to indicate possession, like, of, in English. Lai. Lai is the postposition meaning, for. Hair. Hi is the present tense form of the verb, to be. You can use this sentence to practice saying the words, and their combinations. Remember, the tone, and rhythm of Punjabi speech can be quite different from English. Listen carefully, and practice. The next word is word. Please provide the English word you would like me to use in a Punjabi sentence. I am ready to create a sentence with a breakdown of grammar and meaning, using high markers for Punjabi words. The next word is issue. English. There is an issue with the car. Punjabi. High. Hindi ga, Hindi a, Arabic re, Arabic Farsi ye, Arabic cha, high Arabic daf, Arabic alif, Arabic re, Arabic Farsi ye, high, vich koi mushakil hai. High. Breakdown. High. Hindi ga, Hindi a, Arabic re, Arabic Farsi ye, high, means car. High, vich, high, means in, or inside. High, koi, high, means some, or any. Hi, Mushakil. Hi means problem, issue, or difficulty. Hi, he. Hi means is. The sentence is structured as follows. Hi, Gari. Hi, subject, plus, hi, which, hi, preposition, plus, hi, koi, hi, indefinite pronoun, plus, hi, Mushakil. Hi, noun, plus, hi, he. Hi, verb. Remember, hi, which, hi, is a preposition, and it indicates location. The use of, hi, koi, hi, means, any, and suggests an unspecified problem. Hi, Mushakil, hi, is the noun that is the object of the sentence, the, issue, itself. The sentence is in the present tense. English. There is an issue with the car. Punjabi. Hi, Hindi ga, Hindi a, Arabic ve, Arabic Farsi ye, Arabic cha, hi, Arabic daf, Arabic alif, Arabic ve, Arabic Farsi ye, hi, which koi Mushakil he. Hi. The next word is I. English. I am a university professor. Punjabi. Main university da professor ha. Main university da professor han. Breakdown. Main. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for I. You will see it often, as it is a core word in any sentence, where the speaker is the subject. University. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for university. This is a good word to learn, if you plan on going to a university. The. Colon, this is a possessive particle that means, of, or, belonging to. This is a really common word, and is usually added after nouns. Professor. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for professor. This is a good word to learn, if you are interested in academia. Ha. Colon, this is the Punjabi word for am. You will often see it at the end of sentences to indicate a statement of fact about yourself. Key concept. This sentence demonstrates a simple grammatical construction in Punjabi. It follows the subject-verb-object pattern common to many languages. The subject, main, is followed by the verb, ha, and then the object phrase, university da professor. The next word is market. English. The market is crowded with people. Punjabi. Bazaar loka nal paria hoya hai. Breakdown. Bazaar. This word means market, and it is in the nominative case. Loka. This word means people, and is in the instrumental case. This case is used to show how something happens, or by whom something is done. Nal. This word means, with, and is used to connect the word. Loka. With the previous word. Bazaar. Paria. This word means, filled, and is the past participle of the verb. Parana. Meaning, to fill. Hoya. This is the past participle of the verb. Hoya. Meaning, to be, and indicates that the market is in a state of being filled. He. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be. It is used here to indicate that the market is currently filled with people. Key concepts. The sentence uses the present tense. The sentence uses a past participle form of the verb. Parana. To indicate a state of being filled. The instrumental case is used to show the agent of the action. English. The market is crowded with people. Punjabi. Bazaar loka nal paria hoya hai. The next word is pay. English. He paid the rent. Punjabi. Usne kiraya ditta. Breakdown. Usne. Usne. he/she/it, third person singular, this is a pronoun that indicates the subject of the sentence is a male, female, or an object, and it is performing the action. This is in the third person singular, which means it is he, she, or it. This is the subject of the verb, and is in the nominative case. It is an example of a third person singular subject pronoun. Kiraya. Kiraya. Rent, this is a noun. It is a direct object of the verb, and is in the accusative case. Dita. Dita. Paid, this is the past tense of the verb. Dina. Dina. To give slash to pay. This is a past tense form of the verb, meaning the action of paying has already taken place. This sentence is in the simple past tense, which indicates that the action of paying took place in the past. The next word is build. English. He built a house. Punjabi. Usanik Karbanaya. Breakdown. Usane. This is a combination of the pronoun. Uh. He, and the particle. Ne. Which is a grammatical marker that shows the subject performed the action. Ik. This is the word for, one, or, a. Kar. This is the word for, house. Banaya. This is the past tense of the verb. Banauna. Which means, to build, or, to make. Key concepts. Ne. Is a particle that marks the subject of a sentence when it is performing an action. Banauna. Is an important verb that means, to build, or, to make. English. He built a house. Punjabi. Usanik Karbanaya. The next word is fold. English. She folds the book. Punjabi. Ukitab paradi hai. Breakdown. Uk. She. Kitab. Book. Paradi. Folds, feminine singular present tense of verb. Parana. To fold. He. Is, present tense of verb. Hona. To be. Key concepts. The Punjabi verb for, to fold, is. Parana. And it conjugates like other Punjabi verbs. The feminine singular present tense of. Parana. Is. Paradi. The Punjabi word order for subject-verb-object is used. English. She folds the book. Punjabi. Ukitab paradi hai. The next word is service. English. He provides good service. Punjabi. Ukmadiya seva dida hai. Breakdown. He slash she slash it, masculine singular pronoun. Vadiya. Good, adjective. Seva. Service, noun. Vida. Gives, present tense verb, masculine singular. He. Is, copula, present tense. The sentence follows the standard subject-verb-object structure in Punjabi. It uses the masculine singular form of the pronoun and verb to agree with the subject. He acts as the copula, connecting the subject and the adjective. This sentence is simple and useful for learning the word. Seva. And the verb. Vida. The next word is against. English. He is against the plan. Punjabi. Uhyojana de virudh hai. Breakdown. He slash she slash it, pronoun. Yojana. Yojana. Plan noun. The. The. Of slash possessive marker. Verud. Verud. Against preposition. He. Hi. Is verb. Key concepts. Verud. This is a very common preposition meaning against. It can be used in many situations. The. This is the possessive marker that shows ownership. It is used with nouns, and often translates to, of. Remember that the word order in Punjabi can be different from English, but the meaning is still conveyed. In this case, the preposition Virud is placed after the noun Yojana. The next word is believe. English. I believe in God. Punjabi. Me paramatma te vishwas karadaha. Breakdown. Me. I. Paramatma. God. Te. On. Vishwas. Belief. Karada. Do. Ha. Am. Key concepts. De is a preposition that means on or in. It can also mean and. Vishwas is a noun that means belief. Karada is a verb that means do or make. It is conjugated in the present tense. Ha is a verb that means am or is. It is conjugated in the present tense. English. I believe in God. Punjabi. Me paramatma te vishwas karadaha. The next word is second. English. He is the second son in the family. Punjabi. Upparivar vich dooja putar hai. Breakdown. This is a pronoun meaning, he. Parivar. Parivar. This is a noun meaning, family. Which. Which. This is a preposition meaning, in. Duja. Duja. This is an adjective meaning, second. Putter. Putter. This is a noun meaning, son. He. Hi. This is a verb meaning, is. Key concepts. Word order. Punjabi follows a subject-object-verb, SOV, word order, which is different from English's subject-verb-object, SVO, word order. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, adjectives must agree with the noun they describe in gender and number. In this sentence, the adjective Duja Duja is masculine singular, matching the noun Putter Putter. Translation. He is the second son in the family. The next word is though. English. Though he was tired, he still finished the work. Punjabi. Halaki uta. Kya hoya si, par phir bhi usne kaam pura kiya. Breakdown. Halanki. Halanki, though, although. Oh, he. Takya hoya si. Takya hoya si, was tired, literally, was tired become. Par. Par, but. Fear the. For Roman 6, still. Usane. Usne, he. Can. Can, work. Purakita. Purakita, finished, literally. Complete, did. This sentence demonstrates the use of the conjunction halaki. Halonki, which introduces a contrasting clause. The sentence also uses the word pirvi. Theroman 6, which emphasizes that, despite the first clause, the second clause is still true. Key concepts. Conjunctions. Halaki. Halonki is a conjunction that introduces a contrasting clause. Adverbial phrases. Pirvi. Theroman 6 is an adverbial phrase that modifies the verb. Kita. Kita, and emphasizes the fact that the action was still performed, despite the first clause. Past tense. The verb. See. See, and the verb. Kita. Kita, are both in the past tense, indicating that the actions occurred in the past. The next word is yes. Hash hash English. He is yes. Hash hash Punjabi. Oh-ha. Breakdown. Oh. Means, he. Ha. Means, yes, the sentence structure is very simple and direct. Ha. Is used as a short answer to a question. Hash hash English. He is yes. Hash hash Punjabi. Oh-ha. The next word is do. English. I do my homework. Punjabi. Main apna homework karda ha. Breakdown. Main. I, me, subject pronoun. Apna. Apna. My, mine, possessive pronoun. Homework. Homework. Homework, noun. Karda. Karda. Do, present tense verb. Ha. Han. Am, is, are, present tense verb. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb. Karda. Karda, agrees with the subject. Main. Main, which is singular. Possessive pronoun. The possessive pronoun. Apna. Apna, shows ownership of the homework. Present tense. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating an action that happens regularly. English. I do my homework. Punjabi. Main apna homework karda ha. The next word is love. English. I love my family. Punjabi. Mainu apna parivar bahut pyar hai. Breakdown. Mainu. This is the dative case of the pronoun I, main, and means, to me. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. In this case, love is the verb, and my family is the direct object. Apna. This is a possessive pronoun, and means my or our, depending on context. The possessive pronoun is used to indicate possession. Parivar. This means family. Bahut. This means very or a lot. Piyarga. This means dear or loved. He. This is a verb meaning is or am. It is the present tense, singular, and third person. Key concepts. Dative case of the pronoun, possessive pronoun, present tense of, to be. Important note for memorization. The dative case of, main, is always used before verbs that indicate a feeling, or emotion such as love, hate, like, dislike, etc. Translation. I love my family. The next word is increase. English. The price of gas has increased. Punjabi. Peto koldi kimat vajai hai. Breakdown. Petrol. Petrol, the word is borrowed from English, but pronounced with a Punjabi accent, and common usage. The of possessive case marker. Keemut. Price. Vad. Increase, adjective, meaning, more. Gai. Went, past tense of verb, to go. Hair. Is, present tense of verb, to be. This sentence demonstrates the use of the past tense of verbs in Punjabi, which are formed by adding a suffix to the verb stem. The suffix used here is gai, which indicates that the action of increasing happened in the past. The sentence also shows the use of the possessive case marker, the, which is used to indicate that the price belongs to petrol. Key concepts. Possessive case marker. The is used to indicate possession, similar to of in English. Past tense. Past tense verbs in Punjabi are formed by adding a suffix. Subject-verb agreement. The verb gai is in the singular form, agreeing with the singular subject. Keemut. English. The price of gas has increased. Punjabi. Petrol di keemut vad gai hai. The next word is job. English. He has a good job. Punjabi. Uhanu vadia nokari mili hai. Breakdown. Uhanu. This is the dative case of the pronoun he, literally, to him. It indicates the recipient of the action. Vadia. This means good and acts as an adjective modifying the noun. Nokari. Nokari. This means job. Mili hai. This is the past perfect tense of the verb to get, literally, has gotten. It indicates that the action of getting the job has already happened. Key concepts. Dative case. Used to indicate the recipient of an action. Adjective. Modifies a noun, describing its qualities. Past perfect tense. Indicates an action that was completed before another past action. Memorization tip. Think of the dative case like, to him, and the past perfect tense like, has already happened. The next word is plan. English. He plans to go to the market tomorrow. Punjabi. Usnu kalbaza janda plan hai. Breakdown. Usnu. This is the dative case of the pronoun, he. It is used to indicate the person to whom something happens. The dative case is very important in Punjabi. It is always used when a verb requires an indirect object. Kal. This word means, tomorrow. It is a common Punjabi word. Bazaar. This word means, market. It is very useful for everyday conversations, and is used widely. Jaan. This is the infinitive form of the verb, to go. In Punjabi, the infinitive form is often used when describing an action in the future. Na. This is a postposition that means, of. It is used to show possession, or association. In this sentence it is used to show that the plan belongs to him. In Punjabi, the word for, of, is often placed after the noun. Plan. This word means, plan. Hi. This is the present tense of the verb, to be. It is used to show that the plan exists. Translation. He plans to go to the market tomorrow. The next word is result. English. The result of the exam was good. Punjabi. Parakhda natija vadiya si. Breakdown. Paruk. Paruk means exam or test. The Na means of, belonging to, or associated with, possessive marker. Natija. Natija means result. Vadiya. Vadhiya means good. Si means was, past tense of the verb, to be. Key concepts. Possessive marker. The word the is a possessive marker indicating that the result belongs to the exam. Past tense. The word see marks the sentence as being in the past tense. English. The result of the exam was good. Punjabi. Paruk da natija vadiya si. The next word is away. English. He went away. Punjabi. Uh dur chala gaya. Breakdown. : This is a third person singular pronoun meaning he. Dur. : This means far away or distant. Chala. : The verb to go in the past tense. Gaya. : The past tense marker, indicating the action has already happened. Key concepts. Punjabi uses a word order structure similar to English. Punjabi verbs have different forms depending on tense. English. He went away. Punjabi. Uhdur chala gaya. The next word is example. Please provide an English word so I can create a Punjabi sentence, breakdown, and translation for you. The next word is happen. English. This can happen to anyone. Punjabi. Ik kisi vi vyakti nal ho sakda hai. Ik kisi vi vyakti nal ho sakda hai. Breakdown. A. This. Kisi. Anyone. V. Any, in this case, emphasizes that it can happen to anyone, no matter who they are. Vyakti. Person. Nal. With. Ho. To be, in this context, it means, can happen. Sakta. Can / able to / possible to. Hi. Is / are, in this case, it means, happens. Key concepts. Nal. Is a postposition that means, with, and is used to show that something happens to someone, or something. Sakta hai. Is a common phrase that means, can happen, or, is possible. It shows that something is likely to occur. This is a simple sentence using the Punjabi word. Ho. Which means, to be. The verb. Ho. Is the core of the sentence, and is combined with the auxiliary verb. Sakta. To mean, can happen. Remember this combination. The next word is offer. English. He offered me a cup of tea. Punjabi. Asni mainu chadi katori offer kiti. Breakdown. Asni. Asni. This is the subject of the sentence. It means, he, or, she, in Punjabi. Mainu. Mainu. This is the indirect object of the sentence. It means, to me. Chadi katori. Chadi katori. This is the direct object of the sentence. It means, a cup of tea. Offer kiti. Offer kiti. This is the verb of the sentence, meaning, offered. It is in the past tense. This sentence uses the Punjabi verb. Offer kiti. Which is the past tense of the verb. Offer kana. Meaning, to offer. It's important to note that the Punjabi verb of a kitty is in the feminine form because the object of the verb, the cup of tea, is feminine. Key concepts. Indirect object. The person or thing that receives the direct object. Direct object. The person or thing that is acted upon by the verb. Gender agreement. In Punjabi, verbs and adjectives must agree in gender with the noun they modify. So this sentence would be pronounced as Asni Menu Chadikatori of a Kiti. English. He offered me a cup of tea. The next word is young. English. The young boy is playing in the park. Punjabi. Chota Munda Park Vich Keda Keda High. Breakdown. Chota means small or young and is used here to describe a young boy. It's an adjective modifying the noun. Munda. Munda means boy and is the subject of the sentence. Park means park and is a noun functioning as an object of the preposition. Which. Which means in and is a preposition that connects park to the verb. Keda keda. Keda keda is the verb in the sentence, which means playing. The repetition of keda emphasizes the action of playing. The verb is in the present continuous tense, indicating an ongoing action. High means is and is a copula that connects the subject munda to the predicate keda keda. Key concepts. Adjectives. Chota describes the noun. Munda. Nouns. Munda. And park. Preposition. Which shows the relationship between the munda and the park. Verb. Keda keda. Copula. High. Remember. Munda can also mean person or man, depending on the context. English. The young boy is playing in the park. Punjabi. Chota Munda Park Vich Keda Keda High. The next word is as. English. As the sun sets, the sky turns red. Punjabi.
Jive Suraj Dubda Hai, Asaman Lal Ho Jada Hai.
Breakdown.
Jive.
This word means as or like and acts as a conjunction, connecting the two clauses in the sentence.
Suraj.
This word means sun.
Dubda Hai.
This means sets or goes down. It is in the present continuous tense, indicating an ongoing action.
Asaman.
This means sky.
Lal.
This means red.
Ho jada hai.
This means becomes or turns. It is in the present continuous tense, indicating an ongoing action. Key concept. Punjabi uses the present continuous tense to express ongoing actions, even if they are happening once. So we see that in this sentence both the sun setting and the sky becoming red are ongoing. This is a great sentence to learn because it uses the conjunction
jive
and describes a common phenomenon. The next word is close. English. The door is close to the window. Punjabi.
Darwaza khidki de nere hai.
Breakdown.
Darwaza.
Darwaza. Door, masculine.
Khidki.
Khidki. Window, feminine.
the
of possessive case marker for feminine nouns.
Nere.
Nia kuriki punj b e.
Near, close to.
Her.
High.
Is present tense, third person singular.
Key concepts.
Gender. Punjabi nouns have gender, which affects the use of possessive markers and verb conjugation.
In this sentence,
the Ravaza
is masculine and
Kiraki
is feminine.
Possessive case. The possessive case marker.
The
is used to show possession of the feminine noun.
Kiraki.
Word order. Punjabi generally follows a subject-object-verb, SOV, word order, as seen in this sentence.
Translation.
The door is near the window.
The next word is program.
English. The program is interesting.
Punjabi.
Program Vilachasabha. Breakdown.
Program.
Program is the subject of the sentence. It is a masculine noun.
Vilachasabha.
Interesting is an adjective that describes the program.
Is
the present tense form of the verb to be in the singular, third person. This sentence uses the basic structure of a simple sentence in Punjabi. Subject plus adjective plus verb. The next word is lead.
English.
The leader leads the people.
Punjabi.
Neta loka diya gavai karada hai. Breakdown.
Neta.
Leader.
Loka.
People.
The
of possessive marker.
Agavai.
Leadership.
Karada hai.
Leads, present tense, masculine singular. This sentence demonstrates the use of the possessive marker,
the,
which is often used to indicate belonging or possession.
The verb,
karada hai, is in the present tense and is used for masculine singular subjects. The next word is buy.
English.
I want to buy a book.
Punjabi.
Main kitab khareedna chahunga ha. Breakdown.
Main.
I, subject pronoun.
Kitab.
Book, noun.
Readna.
To buy, verb.
Chahunga.
Want, verb.
Ha.
Am, present tense conjugation. The sentence is in the present tense, indicating that the speaker wants to buy a book right now.
The verb
readna is in the infinitive form, which is used in conjunction with the verb
chahuna
to express the desire to buy a book. Key concepts. The use of the infinitive form of the verb
readna
is common in Punjabi when expressing a desire or intention. The present tense conjugation
ha
is used at the end of the sentence to indicate that the speaker is the one who wants to buy the book. This sentence is a good example of a simple Punjabi sentence with a clear subject and verb. It can be easily translated into English and is a good starting point for learning more about Punjabi grammar. The next word is understand.
English.
I understand your point.
Punjabi.
Metuha digal samajadaha.
Metuha digal samajadaha.
Breakdown.
May.
Means, I, this is the subject of the sentence.
Tuha di.
Means, your, this is a possessive adjective modifying, galul.
Galul.
Means, point, or, argument, this is the object of the verb.
Samajda. means, understand, this is the verb in the present tense. Key concept. Punjabi uses a word order similar to English, with the subject, verb, and object usually appearing in that order. The next word is thank. English. Thank you. Punjabi. Onkar Kriya. Breakdown. Onkar Kriya. This is the Punjabi word for thank you. It is a polite expression of gratitude. The word is used to express gratitude for something someone has done for you. Key concepts. Politeness. In Punjabi, it is important to be polite when expressing gratitude. Directness. This is a direct way of expressing thanks. Context. This word is used in many different contexts, from formal to informal. English. Thank you. Punjabi. Onkar Kriya. The next word is far. English. He is far away from home. Punjabi.
Ukar o dur hai.
Breakdown.
Ugh.
He slash she slash it.
Karo.
From home, this is a postposition, meaning it comes after the noun it modifies.
Dur.
Far. This word is an adjective modifying.
Karo. He.
Is, this is the present tense form of the verb, to be. Key concepts. Postpositions. Punjabi uses postpositions, which are words that come after the noun they modify. These are similar to prepositions in English, for example, from, to, on. Word order. In Punjabi, the basic word order is subject-object-verb, SOV, unlike English, which is subject-verb-object, SVO. Translation. He is far away from home. The next word is today. English. Today is a beautiful day. Punjabi. Aaj sundar din hai. Breakdown. Aaj. This is the Punjabi word for today, and is used at the beginning of the sentence. Sundar. This means beautiful, and describes the day. Din. This is the Punjabi word for day. Hi. This is the Punjabi word for is. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence structure is similar to English, subject, today, adjective, beautiful, noun, day, verb, is. The word order is important in Punjabi. English. Today is a beautiful day. Punjabi. Aaj sundar din hai. The next word is hour. English. He came here an hour ago. Punjabi.
Uhi kanta pahila itte aaya si.
Breakdown.
Uh.
He, pronoun, subject of the sentence.
Ik.
One, numeral.
Kanta.
Our, noun.
Pahila.
Ago, adverb of time.
Itte.
Here, adverb of place.
Aya.
Came, verb, past tense.
See.
Was, auxiliary verb, used to form past perfect tense. Key concepts. Past perfect tense. The past perfect tense is used to describe an action that happened before another action in the past. In this sentence, he came here, happened before, an hour ago. Adverbs of time and place. Adverbs modify verbs, adjectives, or other adverbs. Adverbs of time, like.
Pahila.
Tell us when something happened, while adverbs of place, like.
Itte.
Tell us where something happened. English translation. He came here an hour ago. The next word is student. English. The student is sitting in the classroom. Punjabi.
Vidyarthi class vich baitha hai. breakdown. Vidyarthi. Vidyarthi.
Student. This is the subject of the sentence.
Class.
Class. Classroom. This is the location where the student is sitting.
Which.
Which. In. This preposition indicates the location of the student.
Beta.
Beta. Sitting. This is the verb indicating the action of the student.
Hair.
High. Is. This is the auxiliary verb indicating the present tense. Key concepts. Subject-verb agreement. The verb
beta
is in the singular form to agree with the singular subject.
Vidyarthi.
Prepositions. The preposition
which
is used to indicate the location of the student in the classroom. Translation. The student is sitting in the classroom. The next word is at. English. He is at the store. Punjabi.
Uh, dukaan te hai.
Breakdown.
He/she/it.
This is the subject of the sentence. This is the third person singular pronoun.
Dukaan.
Store. This is the direct object of the sentence. It is in the singular form.
De.
At. This is a postposition, and it is used to show location. The postposition is followed by the direct object of the sentence.
Hair.
Is. This is the verb of the sentence. It is in the present tense. It is a third person singular verb, and agrees with the subject. English. He is at the store. Punjabi.
Uh, dukaan te hai.